This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
2-2 at the letters, the pitch. Duran drives one into the gap in right center field. This thing is back toward the triangle, and it's over the head of Páez. Two-run score. Duran rounds second. He heads for third. Throw home. Not in time. Head first slide. It's a two-run triple for Duran, and we're tied at two.
A huge swing of the bat from Jarren Duran. One of three extra base hits tonight for the Red Sox outfielder. Two triples in this game, one double. First time in his big league career he's had two triples in a game, and he was one of the stars tonight for the Sox. A 4-2 win for Boston against the Dodgers, and he came up big in a game that every game, you know, in this stretch coming out of the All-Star break has felt huge. It really has. And I think it's in part because not only is this team trying to bolster its case as a true contender for a playoff spot in the American League, but on top of that, you know, they're playing these really good teams coming out of the chute, and they want to also show that they can hang with them. And if they win tomorrow, you go 4-5 in this crazy stretch where you're playing the teams like the Cubs and the Phillies on the road. And while this is all happening, the Yankees right now are falling apart. They don't have Aaron Judge now for a little bit. And so Boston's only a game back of them in the wild card standings. They're essentially tied with the Seattle Mariners, who have been, you know, they've been okay. They got a plus 18 run differential. So it's not like they're some great team. And you win this game, and you win it with Garrett Crochet starting as well. And this has been a theme for the Sox now recently with Garrett Crochet on the hill. They have now won 9 of his last 10 starts. They're winning these games, too, in which he has been the stopper coming off these losses. 15th time this year in which he has made a start coming off of a loss, which is kind of crazy when you think about it, considering this was his 22nd start of the year. But at least they're winning these games. And a credit to him, too, once again showing he's an ace, once again striking out a ton of batters, 10 Ks tonight. He's got 175 strikeouts now in 141 and a third innings, and he rebounded beautifully after giving up the two solo home runs. And there's so much I want to get into tonight. So I'd love for you to join the conversation. We got about 25 minutes to chat. 617-779-7937, the number to call here as we continue along with Red Sox coverage here on Red Sox Review. Joe Braverman, the legend, still hanging out back at the flagship WEEI. But this was a big win, and we'll dissect all parts of it as we continue along here in our coverage of Red Sox baseball. But let's get to Alex Cora and what he had to say after a 4-2 victory against the Dodgers.
It was good, man. You know, They're going to do that. Solo shots, we'll take those. And then after that, he did an amazing job. He's versatile enough that he can change his game plan throughout the evening, you know. And seems like they were on the fastball early on. There were some loud outs, even in the second inning. But then after that, he settled down and gave us what we needed.
He has, I think, an extra day next time. Was there any thought of one more there at 100?
No.
Duran obviously had some tremendous swings. What are you seeing from him?
What is it, 7 walks in the last 7 games or something like that? So he's seen the ball well. His balance, he's hitting it all over the place. We liked that matchup against Kershaw. We really did. So, just doing his thing, you know. When he's controlling the strike zone, you know, good things happen.
Roman's at-bats against Kershaw seem to be pretty locked in. Like, what do you think of how he approached?
Yeah, we like our lefties against him, since 2018. They see the ball well. Everything is away from them. And as far as, like, swinging and miss stuff, we don't feel that that's the case in that matchup. So he's going to play anyways, regardless if it's Kershaw or Sanchez with the Phillies. But we felt comfortable with those two matchups tonight, and they did a good job.
Alex, what did you think of your guys kind of bouncing back right away after Garrett gave up a
couple? We've been doing that throughout the week. So, started with a walk. Trevor did a good job. Toro put a great at-bat. I thought Alex had a great game today. We ran the bases well, so it was a good one.
Did you expect him to score for first one?
Yeah, he looks slow. Yeah. But we'll take it. You know, he had a great game offensively. He's getting close, very close. And, he pulled a few balls, a foul today. He was short to the fastball. Goes the other way with one line drive up the middle. We're getting there, you know. We trust the at-bat regardless with a rehab assignment or not. And, he's getting his timing down at the best level of baseball in the world. And he's doing an outstanding job.
You mentioned a couple times recently that the atmosphere here has felt like October.
Not in the first inning. That was Dodger Stadium-like, to be honest with you. I never seen so many people from the opposition in one ballpark. That was different. Yeah, credit to them. They done an amazing job throughout the years. Getting into October and making a habit of that, and their fan base, you know, they travel well, but that was loud. That was very loud. Never seen anything like that.
Later innings, though, it kind of feels like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the first thing, I was never seen anything like that. Credit to them.
Did you have an idea Mookie was sitting there?
I had a pretty good idea he was going to come. Yeah, he was going to be part of this game. I think, not managing them, but I think he's starting tomorrow.
Getting back to Duran, obviously, this has been a different season than 2024 for him. How much do you, when you see the walks, like how much are you reminded and the driving the ball to different fields, how much are you reminded of the player you saw last year?
I don't know, Alex. I think it's a different season and he's been challenging in a sense, but he has 50 RBIs, right, and 50 run scores. He's stealing bases. He's not getting on base at a high rate like last year. I think he's leading the league in triples, if I'm not mistaken. So, shoot, that's a solid season. He set the bar very high, but throughout the last 2.5 years, he's an impactful player. He's kind of like, I call it Theo ball, right? Because Theo was a big part of what they tried to do with the game, speed and, power and then defense, right? And he's a total package, He impacts the game like not too many guys in this league. And when he's going like this and he's calm and his thoughts are in the right place and in the batter's box, he's hitting the ball all over the place, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch.
Alex, did you get any sense that Crochet was excited about facing Kershaw?
No. He didn't mention it. At least to me, he didn't mention it. Yeah. Good job by the fan base, by the fans, you know, when he came out of the game. That was huge. That was, we expect that from our fans, right? But a standing ovation for a guy that I don't know what the future holds. I got to give him credit, you know. They were in tune with the game. Cool. Thank you.
All right, so that's Alex Cora talking after a 4-2 win for the Sox against the Dodgers. And a lot of questions there about Jaron Duran, the type of season that he's having, also how good he was in this game. Two triples, first time he's done that in a big league game, but on top of that, he added a double, and he makes this conversation about if he's going to be dealt even more complicated. I have some thoughts on that. I will get to that, but we want to hear from you first. 617-779-7937, the number to call in here for Red Sox Review, and we're going to kick things off with Paul in Westfield. What's going on, Paul?
Well, wild the way we are now, 1-1 with the world champions. Nice stat on Crochet with 9 out of 10 wins. And it's ironic that our beast pitcher, he'll give up a run or two in the first as a habit, and then he locks it down and just keeps it under control. Seeing Sadon, our defense, throw that guy out at second. Some real strong defense instead of a screen door submarine. And then again, the overall ability, the collective offense is what BLA, you know, and Bueller down to a 3 ERA in July. We're going to look what he can do. And Professor Wild, I will close this with a quick question. When we're a second year and maybe a first year with the new player team coming back from injuries, you have to be proactive, realistic. And the way we're playing against these top tier teams, it's a little bit better than maybe we should be or expected to. And in the continuation of this team developing together, if we stay together, I think we're going to get nasty if we keep it together. We got a young, talented team that can show some signs of greatness, which we did tonight. You know, it's a long season. Enjoy each game for what it is.
Yeah, Paul, I appreciate the call. And I think you do have to try to appreciate where this season is right now, considering that there's been so much that's happened this year. I've talked about it before. It feels like this season has been like 20 different movies. There's been controversies. Obviously, the biggest thing being that they traded Rafael Devers, but they haven't quit, and they continue to fight. And there have been times where we've been kind of ready to write it off this season. And instead, this team shows you, okay, no, don't do that, because we're going to show you that we're not ready to completely let go of things. We want to compete for a playoff spot, and they did it again today, where Garrett Crochet, your ace, is on the hill, and he gives up 2 home runs over the first 3 batters of the game, and that's coming off of a loss yesterday. And then the Dodgers kind of helped out the Sox here with Freddie Freeman running into and out at third base after Duran bobbled the ball on left field, and there were a couple plays on the base pass where the Dodgers really did help out the Sox. You also have to credit the job Carlos Narvaez did throwing out Teoscar Hernandez in the fifth inning. But this wasn't the crispest game that the Dodgers have played this year. That being said, the Sox, they won this one. And that's because Crochet locked in after the first inning, struck out 10 batters. I mean, what he has done in a Sox uniform is pretty ridiculous. I just wanted to rattle off this note that comes from JP Long, who's at Sox Notes on X. He said, Garrett Crochet is the only left-handed pitcher ever to record a sub 2.25 ERA and 175-plus strikeouts in their first 22 outings with the team. Only other pitchers to actually do that, right-handed pitchers, but Roger Clemens and Justin Verlander. He continues to put himself in these groupings that are with all-time great pitchers, or at least pitchers that were at their peaks for a certain amount of time that you and I both remember. He has been unbelievable. He's been the MVP of this team, but the guy that was the MVP last year was also big tonight for this team. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Dylan and Hingham. What's going on, Dylan?
Hey, man, how you doing? So we're driving back from the game. I know all the talk about we have 4 outfielders. We got to trade Duran. I got to tell you, he's electric. He does things that nobody else on this team does. And I think if we move him at the deadline next week, we're going to regret it. What do you think?
I agree with you, Dylan. I agree with you. And I appreciate the call. And this was a point that I was kind of waiting to get to, but I wanted to make sure you guys chimed in because we have limited time. I am with you at this point with Jaren Duran. And I actually think there is a roster need now for Jaren Duran, because Marcelo Meyer with this wrist injury, I think it's a thing where he's going to be out for a bit of time. Alex Cora said today that Meyer isn't going to be playing anytime soon, and then also explained why there's no timetable yet, you know, for him to really get going on the rehab from the wrist injury as well. So it in some way has sort of answered the outfield question with, you know, okay, Sadon's going to play second base, which I don't necessarily love, but Duran can play a good center field. He did do that last year. And if he's going to swing the bat like this and do what he can on the base pass, we saw him affect the game tonight. We've seen it at times this year. It hasn't been as consistent as last season. I just don't know if trading him is necessarily the move that you want to make if you are a contender. I know that he is in some ways the most expendable because of the years of control that you have left and the fact that you have Willier Abreu in his second full year. Obviously, Roman Anthony is going nowhere. Sadon's incredible in center field when he's out there. And they can't trade Yoshida. But that all being said, this guy gets this team going in a way that few players, if any players, can for this group. They feed off of him, and he is one of the clubhouse leaders, and I give him a lot of credit for how much he's grown as a player, and that's why the more and more we think about it, I don't know if I want him gone. And I don't know if training him, even if you get a good piece back, if that's going to truly help this team. I'm not sure about it, and I know that seems like it's kicking this whole outfield can down the road, but I still feel like the best version of this team has Jaren Duran in it. Like, when I picture them being, you know, a team in October, I picture Jaren Duran hitting leadoff for this group against right-handed pitchers. Let's get one more call in before we have to go to a break. Let's go to Joe in North Attleboro. What's going on, Joe?
Joseph, how are we?
We're doing great. We're doing great, Joseph.
There's talk of trades here, and I want to take you back to December 13th, 2024, when the announcement gets made that Kyle Teal, Braden Montgomery, Chase Medroth, and Winkelmann Gonzalez are headed to Chicago for Garrett Crochet. And was it not for days like today? You're coming off a loss. You need a win. And has he not answered the bell every single time? His performance today, Joe, I would say, is only rivaled by your performance this morning flipping pancakes up here in New Hampshire.
Joe, I appreciate that. That's as high a compliment as anybody has ever paid me. And you guys, by the way, got a shout out on the broadcast.
We heard that, man, and we really, really appreciate it. You're the man, dude, and we've been listening to you all night. Go kill it, buddy.
All righty, Joe. Appreciate it. Enjoy your night as well. Those are my buddies. Will Fleming brought up that I was coming back from a bachelor party in New Hampshire. And Joe was one of many people I made pancakes for. It's one of my few skills I have in life. I'd like to think Talking Sox is another one. It's been fun already doing that with you tonight. We have
pre-game,
to hit a
post-game announcing, flipping pancakes. You can do it all, can't you?
Joe, I'll have to bring some in for you. Because I'm starting to build a little reputation, but these guys, I promised them, because I had to leave them because I had to be here with, you know, holding down pre and post coverage, and I said, all right, before I go, I promise I'm making breakfast for the boys on Saturday morning. So we had banana pancakes playing, you know, we should have just playing some Jack Johnson in the back, but it was fun. It was a good time, Joe. Are you a big pancake guy or no?
Oh, dude, you don't even get me started.
Are you a fruit in the pancake guy, or are you a chocolate chip pancake guy?
I like a good fruit. I like a nice little slice of apple in there.
Okay. We're on the same wavelength. We were talking a little bit with the bachelor party group about chocolate chip pancakes. If you do chocolate chip pancakes, or if you do the fruit thing, I'm anti chocolate chips in the pancakes. That might be a controversial take, but yeah, this is the important stuff we're talking about in Red Sox Review. But Joe, I owe you some pancakes at some point. 617-777 as you should. 617-779-7937. Hold me to that, Joe. And thank you to Joe from North Attleboro for calling in. All right, we got more callers hanging up, or on the line, rather. We will get to you when we come back. We're going to wrap things up in about 10 minutes. But stick around. More Red Sox Review coming up after this 4-2 win against the Dodgers. Back right after this on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
As we close out, look for him. It's been a long day with little Jack Johnson. Talking banana pancakes before. We're also talking Red Sox. Sox win 4-2 against the Dodgers. Huge win here at Fenway Park. Garrett Crochet with another W. 12th win of the season. 10 strikeouts and 6 innings. But a huge talking point after this one is Jarren Duran. Looking like Jarren Duran of last year, but also a version of himself that is continuing to show this organization why he is so valuable. 3 extra base hits, 2 triples in this game, including a huge one in the second inning that tied the game at 2. And again, the Sox end up taking this middle match by a score of 4-2. Joe Weil with you here at Fenway Park as we close things out here on Red Sox Review. Let's go to Casper in Worcester. He'll be our last caller of the day. What's going on, Casper?
Hey, hi, Joe. Joe, if this one thing Red Sox management was looking for is how far could we ever go in the playoffs? Well, it's obvious the Yankees are weaker. It's without question the Dodgers are not infallible. So this is what's really great. I know we were 2-4 in the first six. A couple of bad breaks. Bregman's back. He hasn't got a stroke back. We've replaced some of the Devers void, but this is a big win because, number one, we need it. Number two, it shows that we can play with them. And that's what the Sox are looking for. What will we give up that will really make something possibly happen this year? And it's really possible if they make a couple of right moves that the Sox could go and do really well. With that said, I'll let you go. And I'm a banana pancake person myself.
There you go. I love that, Casper. I'm going to make some for you as well. Banana pancakes are so good. But, yeah, this was a massive win. And, you know, I heard Buster only said this on 310 to left, and I thought it was a really good point. Is this Red Sox team one that is as good as the one in 2007? No. Are they as good as the team in 2004? No. But what they are is, relative to the rest of Major League Baseball, a playoff team right now. 56-50 would be technically good enough to be in the playoffs at this current moment. And the Yankees right now, with no Aaron Judge, they're in massive trouble. Really, I mean, across baseball, there isn't a true standout team. Even the Blue Jays have a plus 48 run differential, although they've been red hot, and you have to start to give them more credit. But this was a massive win for a team that we know the front office, with what they've said, they're going to be buyers at the trade deadline. But it's nice to know that they can pick up wins like this, because they're going to be facing good teams if they make the playoffs. And at least they won tonight. Helps to have an ace, right? Garrett Crochet, massive again. And your stars to perform like stars like Jarren Duran did tonight as well.
We'll see if they can get the series win tomorrow with Walker Buehler and the Bub. Big thank you to Joe Braverman back at the flagship WEEI. Long night for Joe. He crushed it all night long. I'm Joe Weil here from Fenway Park saying adios. Final tonight, Red Sox 4, Dodgers 2. Back at it for the series finale tomorrow at 1:35. Talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.